This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, W-E-D-N-E-S-D-A-Y, Wednesday. I suppose if you're trying to learn English, you're trying to come to this country and learn our language, this be one of the things that you'd get hung up on, like library and February and all those other things. Where this is a very difficult language for people to learn, which makes it all the better, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, for one. If you decide to come here, well, it used to be the case. If you decided to come here, you learn the language. Now people that come here, they don't give a damn. They don't learn the language. So, okay, it's fine. I can find a job. Habla español, sí, señor. And on it goes. No, I'm like, no, I'm not. Oh, my God. That's we have a real problem, I think, and it's continuing. Matter of fact, I thought it was interesting as we, let me introduce the gang. We're all here. Doug Steffen, that's me, the oh my god person. Jennifer
that's
Horn.
That's me on the left.
Okay.
No, Victoria. That's me. Yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to introduce Jennifer Horn. Yeah, but Victoria, left of center a little bit. Jennifer's right of center a little to a lot. And I'm that magic. There used to be a guy in the air. What did he call being in the middle? It was magnificent middle or something. It was really a corny expression. I don't claim to be, and I'm pretty hard to the right on some things and moderately progressive on some things. I think one of the things that life teaches you is that you think for yourself. And sometimes it's okay and you feel comfortable being in a sort of rigid position. I've never been good at being rigid about anything. And so, maybe my children might argue that, that point of view a little bit with you, depending on what they wanted to do as children. But in terms of immigration, I still think we have, and we've soft-pedaled this year because of all the other things that have been going on, but there are things that are going on that, and immigration has kind of come to a stop because of COVID, although I notice a couple of things floating around here, like the backlog of naturalization application information that we have. The fact that there are so many might keep a lot of immigrants from voting. I don't quite understand the immigrant thing. If you're not an American citizen, I still maintain you shouldn't be voting.
If you're so naturalized, you can vote.
Mm-hmm. But
my
why
dad
would they
is
be
a naturalized citizen. So
right, but he's not an immigrant. He's a citizen.
Of course he's an immigrant.
No, but he came.
Of course he's an immigrant. Right. He's a naturalized citizen. He was not born here. He became a naturalized citizen. Arnold Schwarzenegger, naturalized citizen. Everyone, you know, lots of accents. My dad, Arnold, I know you don't like accents. You don't like people speaking
I don't mind accents as long as they can speak the language. You can understand what they're saying. I don't speak Spanish. And so when I go into a restaurant to order something, I want to be able to understand what I'm being told and what I'm telling the person who's there. More lately, I have found that to be the case when I go get service or I'm trying to buy parts or something for things on the farm, tractors and stuff. You know, it's hard to find somebody who speaks English well to communicate. And I think that's part of what you, in order to become a citizen, is there a requirement? And I don't know this, but I hope that there's a requirement to be able to speak the language. Is there any kind
of
a test?
There is a written test. There is a written test.
That doesn't mean that you can speak it, that you can understand and communicate in the language.
I have worked with a lot of people from South America. My dad had racehorses at the racetrack. I grew up with Mexicans, Colombians, Panamanians, and they all became naturalized citizens. They had papers and various degrees of speaking the language. That was just the norm. So, I mean, if we want to tout that America's so great and this is the melting pot, then we also can't discriminate against people who don't speak, who English is their second language.
Okay, that's fine if it's your second language, but get here honestly with integrity and speak the language enough to be understood and communicate. that's A-okay with me. As long as they're bringing something with them.
I think people who come here and actually do the citizenship test and become naturalized are trying to assimilate.
Absolutely.
My
parents' next door neighbor just became a citizen at the end of last year. She's from Iran. She tried for 20 years plus, and she had a green card, and the American government, because she was from Iran, would not consider her to be a citizen. She finally, at the end of last year, was able to push it through. And her English, she has taken college-level courses of English, and it is still difficult for her to think of certain words and to have full conversations in English.
Oh, that stuff I understand. We all have that problem.
English is a difficult language. We take it for granted.
I just said that. Yeah.
Right. So... I mean, she's a very wealthy woman. She can afford college-level classes, and she has kids who are all raised here. But other people who, you know, worked for my dad at the racetrack, that's, you know, I mean, they put together what little pittance of money they had to get here. They did it the right way, and they learn English wherever they can, where anyone would speak with them and help them. It's not, I mean, it just, I don't know, sometimes I think you're really insensitive to people who come to this country who don't speak English as their first language.
I understand that you think I'm insensitive. That doesn't mean I am. It just means that I'm...
Well, that's how it comes across.
But it may come across that way because you're sensitive to it in the first place. I'm sensitive to the fact that there are a lot of people here who have no business being here whatsoever. And they come and they take advantage. So, unfortunately, that makes it difficult for the people who are doing it the right way, who do have a reason for being here, who ought to be contributing. But the others who are here... And I don't know in this backlog of naturalization applications how many of them are good, bad, indifferent. We have a lot of people that come into this country that are trying to do harm and or just trying to do nothing and suck off of the public teat, as it were. And so I'm wondering about these applications that are pending and why it is there's 9 months apparently you have to wait before you get into the country, and the agency says it's under funding. But you can move money around as you want to, I suppose. The business about being, yesterday was election day, a primary day, and a lot of people, I went to vote, and there were a lot of people actually there when I was there last night, and I thought it was interesting to see. Two things affected my thinking as I was walking out of there. The number of people who were asking for ballots who spoke in broken English, and the number of people who are asking for a Republican ballot in Massachusetts. That's pretty shocking. There were three or four people in front of me, and two of them asked for Republican ballots, which is not, you know, it doesn't much happen here. So
I see the boomerang effect, too. I don't know, just looking around at California.
One was a woman in her 30s. The other was a man in his mid-late 40s. Excuse me, Jen.
I think it's just the push to one side. I mean, I live in the state of California, and so there is a lot of stuff that pushes far, 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 far to the left. Mm-hmm. And so I think at the response to that boomerang is that it boomerangs back to the middle a little bit. Same thing when you push
Black Lives
too
Matter.
Far to the right, it pushes back to the middle a little. I know, and this is just an observation, and it's nothing in science, and I am totally convinced that Joe Biden will win the state of California. But I got to tell you, in 2016, I saw a lot of Hillary stickers all over the place. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of Bernie stickers during the primary. I have not seen one. And I'm not kidding.
Either.
One
here.
Joe Biden sign, one yep. Joe Biden sticker. I don't know what that's all about. I mean, even from my mom, who, you know, I love to pieces, she still has the I'm with her sticker stuck to her to her car. But there hasn't been any replacement of it with the Joe Biden stickers. What I have seen, and this is what's really strange, even in my own neighborhood, I've seen flags flying with Trump on them. Yeah. So... I don't know if that indicates anything at all other than maybe Biden's campaign is focusing more on just collecting money for other things. Usually if you donate money, you get like a sticker or a yard sign or something.
I've
that
been offered
be
a million stickers from the Biden-Harris campaign. I'm not a sticker person. I've never done it for any
candidate. I'm not a sticker person either, so I'm with you. But
I put on my car.
I haven't seen any of it. It's really, really strange. Anyway, let's talk about your primary, I guess.
Can I finish one more thing with regard to immigration?
Sorry about that.
The citizenship the whole process of going through it includes having to pay once you're deemed eligible to come into the country get in, the cost of doing it, the fee, apparently is going to go up by 500%.
This is awful.
From $640 to $1,170. This is for green card applicants who want to work and travel. So most of these people...
You know what I was not aware of? That it only costs $600.
I thought it was more expensive, honestly, too, when I saw this. I mean,
$1,100 doesn't actually sound that far out of the realm for me. I mean, but people seeking asylum don't. They have the shirt. They don't have to pay it, but they don't. But they don't pay if they're.
Yeah,
seeking
they do.
Asylum
seekers are now going under this new legislation that starts October 2nd. If you're seeking asylum, you will absolutely have to pay.
What do you have to pay?
I don't know what the exact fee is, but it went up. It's my friend of mine does pro bono work and she does asylum seekers and she said that the fee is going up and she said that like people are starting GoFundMe accounts to help legitimate asylum seekers that she mm-hmm. represents in court that because they don't have the money to pay for this and then they get turned away and they get sent back to horrific conditions. So I mean,
I'd imagine
my father
when it
came
comes
here
to
with his shirt on his back, he would not be able to afford $1,100 back in the 70s when he came here. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think it would be a little different to put it $1,100 in terms of what it would
the
look like in the
70s. Equivalent back then is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the equivalent.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there has to be some sort of price, I think, of people who come here, certainly, when they're being naturalized because of choice. Now, asylum seekers, and I'd have to look at the process, because I've always heard that if it's dangerous cases and people seeking asylum, that they don't actually have to pay, or there's ways around having to actually get through those fees. So we probably have to look into that, but
yeah.
I think there has to be some value to coming here. I mean, to Doug's point, and I kind of am, it's funny because I find myself in the middle of listening to you two argue it out. The reason I didn't jump in is because I kind of am in the middle. I understand both of the points that you're making, and I think one of the biggest problems is if you don't assign value to something, like, for instance, when you get a free gift, I know it's hard to to assign people's citizenship to this, but if you get a free gift from Macy's or the fair, does that thing have any value to you? Usually, I mean, you kind of throw it out if it doesn't have value. It's something that you pay for that maybe you protect and watch over. And so I think when it comes to something as big as citizenship, there has to be some way that we manage to come here. Otherwise, everybody would be here. We just
have
an empty
airplane. If you want to go to England or Canada, what do you have to pay to become a citizen? That's a good question, don't you think?
That's what I was wondering. What is it compared to other countries?
All right, we'll nose around and see if we can figure that out. And in the next half hour, certainly some political news. A reverse osmosis drinking water system from Culligan can remove up to 10 times more contaminants than pitcher filters. Learn more from your local Culligan dealer or heyculligan.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Well-known voice, the sound of John Mellencamp. Used to be John Cougar Mellencamp. John Cougar, he's a participant in Farm Aid this year and has been for a number of years, along with Willie Nelson and Neil Young, some of the others. Dave Matthews becoming a regular as well. So Farm Aid normally happens in September. Most of you know about Farm Aid, right? You think, ladies, I should explain what Farm Aid is? Or is it something that most...
I feel like everyone's heard of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
It's been around
for
35 years, helping. Willie Nelson felt strongly about the plight of farmers in our country 35 years ago, so he had a concert, and he and Neil Young were the original backers of the idea and performers, and since then it's really expanded. Every year millions of dollars gets handed out. It's actually become a little political, but it still is a worthwhile event. And so this year, supposedly it was going to be on the 25th of September, or 26th of September, but instead of having a big outdoor festival, they're going to have a virtual festival with performances by Willie and John Mellencamp, Neil Young and Dave Matthews, Jack Johnson, Bonnie Raitt, Randy Carlisle, Boz Scaggs. But it's virtual. They're not going to be on the YouTube channel, the Farm Aid YouTube channel, and Access TV. Also, you can see it on fans.com. Other artists on the bill for Farm 2020 on the road. Let's see, Black Pumas, Chris Stapleton, Edie Brickell, Charlie Sexton, Jamie Johnson, John Batiste, Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real, that's Willie's son of the band, Margot Price, Nathaniel Ratliff. Wow, that's a pretty good group here, huh? Willie says the pandemic, so many other challenges have revealed how essential family farmers and ranchers are to the future of the planet. Farm Aid 2020 is going to give the whole country a chance to learn about the important work of farmers, how they're contributing to our well-being, far beyond just bringing us good food. The original Farm Aid was in 1985, started actually in Champaign, Illinois. It's been held every year since then, one of the longest-running charity events in music history, in fact. Since we started in 1985, Farm Aid has kept its finger on the pulse of farm country, deployed funds and resources to help farm families confront the challenges they face, says the owner. It's actually headquartered at Carolyn Mugar. Her family was the first big contributor to this. They owned a bunch of supermarkets in the Boston area, so she still is the she still runs this. It's clear that this is a critical moment for farmers and ranchers. Boy, that's for sure. We risk losing our important contributions to our communities from families who don't respond. The family farm. I'm going to talk about this more on this week's American Family Farmers Show. So if you're a fan of that, that's great. It's carried on a lot of these same stations that do the DJV show. If you don't know it, you can find out. You can go to it and figure out. The conversation is usually about farm, family, and food. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. So we'll have some more information about that. And as we get closer to the 26th, maybe highlight some of these artists because they like talking about it. Mellencamp especially. Willie doesn't, he'll do quick interviews, but he's never been a good interviewer.
He's got other things on his mind.
Yeah, currently, yeah. But these people, the fact that Bonnie Raitt and Brandi Carlile and Boz Skaggs, well, Brandi and Bonnie especially, they're very high visibility. The leaders are usually high visibility for sure. I'm talking about the ones that are there all the time. But the fact that Bonnie Raitt and Brandi Carlile signed on to this, Chris Stapleton as well, I think says a lot.
Black Pumas, too. Black Pumas are new, but really popular.
Yeah, right. Yep. So that lends some credibility to this, especially the need that I've talked about. We're going to have a problem with food this winter. And these people that are running these farms are going to have a problem as well. So, something to pay attention to. Farm Aid here in the Focus at 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So, here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says violence being seen in the streets of major cities across the nation in recent months is domestic terror. And speaking yesterday at a law enforcement roundtable in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the president said he strongly supports the use of the National Guard to help put an end to that violence. And he also called the Democratic Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler stupid for rejecting federal resources to address the violence there.
How he could be mayor, I have no idea. But all he has to do is call, and within 10 minutes, their problem will be over.
Wheeler has blamed Trump for the violence, saying he's created hate and division. Over 2,000 arrests have been made in a nationwide operation by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agency says it's aiming to get illegal immigrants convicted of or facing criminal charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
United Airlines is dropping change fees. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we've been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
Amazon has been cleared for drone deliveries by the FAA. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The FAA gave Amazon the badge of approval for its unmanned aircraft delivery system, which ultimately aims to deliver lightweight packages to customers in low population areas within 30 minutes. Amazon's Prime Air concept uses unmanned aircraft systems to safely and efficiently deliver packages, according to the FAA. The agency underscored its role as a safety regulator and said it supports innovation that is beneficial to the public, especially during health or weather-related crises.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are here on Wednesday, September the 2nd. And we're engaged, well, engrossed in a discussion of immigration fees. The ladies did some research before we move on to the election and who won, who lost, what's doing what to whom. The interesting numbers that both of you ladies found don't seem to agree with each other.
I think that they do. So Victoria found, what was the fee that you found for the
just
United
to, let me just to background this.
Yeah.
The reason we're talking about it is because the administration plans to increase the cost of immigration petitions by about 500% up to $1,170. We were surprised that it was $640. For green card applicants who want to work and travel while their cases are pending, the fee goes up by 85%. And so that affects, obviously, the people wanting to get in here, the ability of people to get in here. And this is the people who want to do it legally. Hopefully we have done something to curb all the people who come here illegally and stay here. All right, so that's the background as to why we were talking about this. So where is the
we brought up the question of how much does it cost to do the same thing in other countries.
Yes.
So from what Jen and I found, my first literal Google search was how much does it cost to become a British naturalized citizen. And that looks like that's 1,000 euros, but then Jen found that there are other fees on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you have to pay into the healthcare system. But Jen found that. I did not find that. When I did the same Google search for France or Germany or Canada, Canada's really cheap. It's like $55 or something like that. It's like, or in France, it was really cheap, and Canada's the same. But I think in Canada, then, because they're also under the British Empire, I would or they're a territory or whatever, I would assume that you also probably have to pay into their healthcare system, too, since it's socialized.
Yeah, so what I found, how much does it cost to immigrate to the United Kingdom? And it said anywhere between $2,000 and $4,000. So I think that includes probably the application fee that Victoria found, but it also stipulates that because you have to, I guess when you become, when you go to the UK, you have to pay into the system of health. And I would imagine the reason there's a difference between $2,000 and $4,000 is probably at what point in the year maybe you come in because they figure you'll be paying into it. What I thought was even more interesting than just the initial visa fee. This is what you have to do if you're an American and you want to immigrate to the UK. You have to show that you have a job before you can apply for your visa even.
Makes sense.
You have to prove your knowledge of English, just something that we don't do here. Can you imagine if people, if that was a stipulation, people would go nuts.
The written test is in English here. Which is good.
So you can
speak. You have to be. You have to know enough to pass the written test.
You have to prove that you have funds in the bank to support yourself. Also, something that you wouldn't be able to do here without an argument. You have to have a valid passport. You have to. If you are going to go in to work with vulnerable people, you have to have a criminal record certificate.
This is Canada,
you
right? You're saying?
This is the United Kingdom. And you have to have TB test results. Now, I looked up Ireland, too, just because Victoria's dad is from there. So I thought, okay, how do you seek asylum? Because you can apply to go to Ireland. A lot of people go as students, right? Or a lot of people might go for a job. So how do you seek long-term asylum? And the specifications, at least according to Wiki, are tough. You have to have a spouse or dependent who has also applied for the same. You have to have you have to be able to speak English. You have to have long-term status documents, which are required by living actually in Ireland. So to actually seek asylum, you have to live there, which I think is really kind of difficult to do. I don't know if you're seeking asylum. You're seeking asylum. They also say that you have to speak English, that you have to have someone who's related to someone there. You have to have some sort of history in Ireland to choose it as an asylum nation. So there are a lot of rules that I think apply to places that don't really happen in the United States. It's kind of interesting to see the tough.
That makes sense for England and Ireland because they're so much smaller. Yeah, that makes sense.
But it would make sense for here too, I think, Victoria. We need to restrict the number of people. We all know there are a lot of people who come here just for the benefits. I've made several references to the community of Lewiston, Maine, where for some reason or other Samoans come and live. I don't know what that was all about, but there are pockets around the country you can find of people that have come in. Looking outside of Dearborn, Michigan, with all of the
I thought it was people
thousands
from Somalia in Maine.
I think it was. What did I say?
Samoans. Not the Girl Scout cookie.
I do love them.
Remember the book by Margaret Mead, The Coming of Age in Samoa? Have you ever read that? Read that book if you have never read it. It's a fabulous story about maturation and what it's like to grow up in the world. Anyway, so the fees, and we're sort of comparing our ideas, the A and the B, or the yin and the yang, from other countries that are progressive, like our country is, and we seem to be the very top of the liberal heap in terms of what it costs to get in here and what you have to do to get in here. It doesn't seem that it's that difficult. And we ought to make it more difficult. And that's my point. We ought to make it much more difficult than it is to get here and have people show, like Victoria's father, who really want to be here, that they can do what's necessary to survive without becoming a ward of the state. That's what's the problem. A lot of these people become wards of the state because of their lack of financial ability. Or the other side of that is, what do they call them when they come from Mexico, word begins with a C? Coyotes? What do they call those people? They get paid $3,000.
Coyotes are people that run people across the border illegally.
So they pay the coyotes $3,000 to get here. Now, that has to be for people that come up from Central America where they're so impoverished they don't have anything. And a lot of that is because of ignorance. You know, why would you pay somebody to come in here if you can get in here legitimately and only have to pay $1,000? Isn't that, wouldn't you think that would make...
Well, because people, if they need to get out of a bad situation, or if they need to work for money immediately, then going through the proper channels, we just talked about the backlog, that could take forever.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck where you are. So people who are that desperate to, you know, earn a living and to feed their families, they're willing to take that chance. Which
some
I think should speak
though,
to how bad the situation really is for a lot of people and where they're coming from.
But some of that desperation is actually perpetuated by those coyotes. So they create a bad situation, right? They're linked to the drug cartels. They create a bad situation in a corrupt country where the federales have been corrupted and
true.
Have
Mexico
allegiance, right?
Yeah.
And so they create these bad areas and say, well, we can grant you freedom. And then they end up, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say this, cause with your Cheerios, but they end up raping kids, they end up sex trafficking kids and women into this country, and that's how, and they make them pay on top of it. So, to just, I don't know, when you go into some of these areas, you have to really consider what the government is doing to try to stop this problem of these countries. And I think Mexico is trying now at some point to try to clean things up. I think the new president has been at least attempting to try to clear up decades worth of corruption, but it's not going to happen overnight, certainly, and we have to have some stipulations on who is coming here. It can't be just a free-for-all. We won't be able to handle it.
All right, let's talk about the election, some of the things that went on here in Massachusetts. It was the same old story with a lot of the seats not being challenged at all. The most famous name was Joe Kennedy, the third, who lost to Ed Markey, who is an old, beat-up, useless fossil, but the party was behind him, and so all of
this was kind of an interesting election, actually. The party really wasn't behind him, and I had heard a little bit about what was going on here.
Behind
but
Joe
I
Kennedy
followed,
or behind Ed
behind
Markey?
Ed Markey and Joe Kennedy's behind their race, basically. But I actually didn't start really sinking into it until you became interested in it. So if you
what
are
what do you
outside
mean the party
of,
wasn't behind? I don't know what that
well,
means.
If you so I will tell you that if you didn't pay attention to what was going on with the Massachusetts Senate primary, Ed Markey was actually the candidate who seemed to be, as you called him, the swamp creature, right? He was like your hardline Democrat. But what he's done,
he's never had a job in his life. He was a congressman when he was in his 20s.
But he's remade himself. And so he remade himself as a progressive. And he actually had the endorsement and backing of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, they co-sponsored the Green New Deal together.
The Green New Deal.
He's
exactly.
considered to be a lot more progressive than, which was interesting when Doug said the other day he was voting for Joe Kennedy because, and he, even though he was too progressive for him, Ed Markey is way more progressive than Kennedy.
You won't find me signing on to the Green New Deal because it's asinine. The way that it's
there's a lot of good stuff in there for farmers.
Yeah, there is a lot of good stuff in it, but the way that it's
there's
put
also
forth
a train
is a
from,
nightmare.
There's
yeah,
a train.
Right. There's money like you wouldn't believe for ridiculous stuff
California
like a train.
From California to Hawaii over the water, which is very bizarre. But anyway, you know what? I may be a little sensitive. I live in California. We had a bullet train that went nowhere. I can't imagine a train from California to Hawaii could, but whatever. The Representative Kennedy, though, is someone who is backed by Nancy Pelosi. So that's what's kind of interesting. To show the divide in the party, how you would expect it to be in the other direction. Ed Markey had the progressive support, where Joe Kennedy had Nancy Pelosi's support. Not that she's not progressive. And by the way,
more middle of the road, yeah.
I would be remiss not to throw out a little shout out to Nancy Pelosi. Did you guys hear what happened yesterday?
No.
She got a blowout?
I am so ticked off about this. In my state of California, we have not been able to get a haircut. We have not been able to get highlights done. We have not been able to do anything. Salons have been closed down. And forget my shallow desire to have highlights. It's about putting out the entire industry. I mean, my cousin's a, so I'm
we had a meeting yesterday with the staff on Zoom, and I was looking at your hair. I couldn't believe it. What about
you,
Victoria?
I know.
Did you see her? My God.
It's not,
I thought Jen's hair looked gorgeous, actually. I don't know what you're talking about.
Highlights.
It's not a pretty sight, is what I'm getting at. But my, you know, my cousin and all of her co-workers and colleagues that she talks to, everybody's been put out of work, and they can't get unemployment because they're independent contractors. So she's been in a really tough situation, and she's not alone. There are thousands of people in this situation. The governor has this idea, Governor Newsom, that it's somehow the coronavirus started in a hair salon or a nail salon, and he has it out. He is an idiot, and he has it out for these salons who are actually trained in sanitation. So that's what's really annoying about it, is that they know how to keep their space clean. They can, and they should be trusted to do so. So after salons have been closed down, get this, Nancy Pelosi sneaks into her salon to get her hair dyed and a blowout.
A blowout?
And she does it when the salons are closed down. And she does it without a mask. So anybody who says that Nancy Pelosi is really in there to fight the fight, she's a big phony.
Well,
she's on my list.
I do not agree with that at all. I've been to the salon twice. Luckily, in Jersey, they shut them down at first. Yeah. But still, you know, everyone wears a mask. Everyone is responsible. The capacity is cut down by more than half here. I don't know. I think that's... she's got a lot to answer for, because I saw the pictures.
She
I don't know if it was it like in the security cameras in the salon? Because I saw pictures on Daily Mail. Yeah, of her walking through the salon without a mask on.
The owner, I guess. The owner of the salon.
In this case, yes, I do think that this is an absolute disgrace.
She's also a phony. She's the one that told people when Trump was blocking travel from China, she said, well, you should just go to Chinatown and just walk around and show support. They didn't take this seriously until they thought they could hang it around Trump's neck. And that's when they started taking it seriously and going after him for not wearing a mask. Well, baby cakes, look in the mirror. Look in that salon mirror, because you're doing the same thing in the salon.
Right, so back to the
calls it a salon, a slap in the face.
The primary, Kennedy lost. What I was surprised at.
What was the margin of loss, though? Was it a big loss?
It got closer.
Close?
No, it was fairly close. It got down. At one point, it was 10 points between the two of them, but it got a little bit tighter than that. And then the person that replaced Kennedy. He couldn't.
It
can't
was
run
just
for
the
points.
Record. It was 55 Ed Markey, 44 Joe Kennedy.
Well, that's where it was toward the end. I'm surprised. Well, I voted
86%.
Not that close then. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It's
that close.
10 points. Actually, yeah. 11 points.
Earlier on, though, Kennedy was
precincts reporting
out in front early in the polling back, you know, a month or so ago. Kennedy was way ahead of Markey, and then Markey got into, you know, told everybody what a progressive he was. He's the epitome of a $3 bill when it comes to being a phony, fake, whatever. He's appalling. So anyway, he's back, and you listen to more of him and his baloney in the Senate. He's not highly thought of either. You know, the Senate's a club, and there are a lot. You never hear much about him in the Senate, whereas a lot of the other senators that are visible. He's been there for a couple of terms now. But he just doesn't seem to capture, because he's in addition to lots of other things, not that smart. Anyway, so Joe Kennedy didn't run for re-election because you can't run for two seats at once. He was in the 4th Congressional District, and last time I saw, there was a fellow that used to work for Deval Patrick, the governor, before the present governor, and he was ahead by 231 votes.
Neil Morris
or
something was his name, right? Mermel
was his name. Anyway, so that's the tightest race. So what else? Were there any other? Because I saw that Virginia voted to decriminalize marijuana. That's very interesting for Virginia anyway.
Hasn't like every state done that?
You know, I'm not sure that that's the case. But more and more
states
are doing it now. Yeah, exactly. So that's that story. And you found yourself on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let's get into Tech Talk, 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time, on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is the expert here, does the research. She's into what's going on at Walmart first, Victoria.
Yep, Walmart's launching a new membership program that brings together their in-store and online benefits to save customers money. They have a powerful online presence now, and this is called Walmart Plus. And so it has the reach of 4,700 stores, 2,700 stores that actually offer same-day delivery. And so members of this new Walmart Plus service will receive unlimited free delivery from stores. They get fuel discounts, and they get access to tools that make shopping faster for families. Membership will be available to all customers starting on September 15th. It's $98 for the year, which is on par with Instacart, and it's, or you can do monthly $12.95 a month, and it includes a 15-day free trial period in case you want to test it out. The unlimited free delivery has in-store prices, and this, so you get the same prices that you would get in-store. Same-day delivery on 160,000 items, which is pretty comprehensive. The service was part of the service was previously known as Delivery Unlimited, which was a subscription service. Now, current subscribers to that will automatically be put into the Walmart Plus membership. If you are shopping in the store and you're using the Walmart app, you can scan your items on the app, and this is taken right out of the Amazon playbook. You can scan the items in your cart, and then it gets billed to your credit card. So it's a touch-free payment experience. You don't need to go to the cashier or anything like that, which is pretty cool. The fuel discounts give you up to 5 cents
off per gallon at nearly 2,000 Walmart, Murphy USA, and Murphy Express fuel stations. Sam's Club, which is owned by Walmart, those fuel stations will soon be added to this lineup as well, so you'll get those benefits. And then some of the other benefits in addition, you get Walmart's free curbside pickup, next-day delivery, two-day delivery, depending on, you know, when you want your stuff. And so Walmart says that they're going to continue to have different delivery options with a per-delivery transaction fee. So if you don't want to be a member and you don't want to pay the membership fee, you can still pay per delivery. If you don't use the service all that often, that's probably the way to go. But this is a big step for Walmart trying to get in, you know, into the competition with what Amazon has going on and what Instacart is doing too. So it's great news if Walmart is your resource or the closest thing to you for groceries and supplies. So it's a pretty good deal.
Here's the story of a unique apprenticeship program that comes at a critical time. As unemployment is high, companies are looking for innovative solutions to adapt their skills, the skills of their workforce, to match the velocity of change in their businesses. Here's the story behind the story from Andy Solomon.
Now that the world is relying on technology to stay connected, the demand for technical skills in businesses is advancing at a rapid pace. To address the widening technology skills gap and put Americans to work, WazU has launched a federally recognized technology apprenticeship program. Chris Coleman, president of WazU, explains.
Through this program, apprentices can pursue a degree while earning a salary and gaining valuable work experience. This apprenticeship model is the game changer that we've all been looking for.
WazU finds and places community college graduates in entry-level roles while helping them on a path toward earning a University of Phoenix Bachelor of Science in Information Technology.
We believe we have a great value proposition to meet the staffing needs of the technology industry in America. Our alliance supplies the quality training, jobs, and income needed now, while University of Phoenix addresses the future through its flexible higher education offerings.
For more information, visit waz-u.com/enterprise.
All right, next up here on the Hit Parade, Victoria, is a focus on Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 2. That's the phone that folds in half. Is that right?
It is. This is a lot of Samsung fans and Android fans have been waiting for this announcement, and here it is. So the Galaxy Z Fold 2 is exactly what you would imagine. It's the updated version of the Galaxy Z Fold 1, which was not that well received. It had hinges that broke. The screen was made of plastic. It dented. It was punctured easily. It was pretty much a mess. And so now the new Galaxy Z Fold, the second version of this, the big news is that we have a release date and we have a price. The price, sit down, $1,999.99.
Woo!
Yep, basically $2,000, over $2,000 when you add in the taxes. Now that's just wow. That's in the U.S. Pre-orders are starting now. They will ship on September 18th. If you want to get one of these phones, that you can get them now at Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. They're the three major U.S. carriers that they have solidified deals with. You can also buy a more expensive version if you want the unlocked one so that you can go back and forth between carriers. The new screen is made of glass, and they say they have better hinges than the first one, but, man, over $2,000 for a cell phone. That's a lot.
No pass. Especially the Androids are awfully hard to use, I think. And a lot of people like them, though. I know a lot of people who have.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.